Ann Arbor City Council has approved the transfer of ownership of 26 parcels to the Housing Commission so the properties can be eligible for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Rental Assistance Demonstration Program. The transfers come with restrictions to ensure they will remain affordable housing and won't take place until financing is in place. The Housing Commission is proposing the shift of vouchers from the traditional public housing model because the federal government provides more funding through vouchers and it allows private investment for needed capital improvements. Jennifer Hall is the Housing Commission's executive director. Hall says they will be moving forward on the transition in several phases.
Right now, we're in the applying for funding and doing the due diligence on phase one and phase two. And then we'll be going into phase three, right at one after another. So over the next 18 months, we'll be all about doing the analyzing each property to find out what kind of work needs to be done and figuring out where the funding is going to come from and then work with our funding partners.
Hall says they're applying to the Michigan State Housing Development Authority for low-income housing tax credits this summer for the first five properties to finance needed rehabs. These properties include Miller Manor, Baker Commons, and Maple Meadows, and have a total of 248 units. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.